Well, I've been familiar with the student open recital for many, many, many years that takes place in our area. And it is coming up again this year, finally. The student open recital will take place on Sunday, February 27th at 3 p.m. at the Salisbury Congregational Church Meeting House. And this is back after a year's absence because of COVID-19. And this is the 40th anniversary. And joining us today is Joe Lloyd. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's really nice to be here.
Now, this is an interesting concert because everybody who performs at this is a very talented artist. And the ages, if I can remember, anywhere, I think, from 9 to 10 to 18. And these students are all chosen by their teachers, right?
Correct. Now, actually, the youngest is 8 years old.
Wow. And what's great about this is the performers themselves will be performing music that's outstanding music. Let's talk a little bit about the performers. What's the mix of performers that you have performing this year?
Well, we have 6 pianists, 1 cellist, 1 classical guitarist, the Salisbury School Classical Music Ensemble, and the Salisbury Jazz Ensemble. So it's varied, and we're going to listen to music from Mozart to Telemann to Debussy to Lerner and Lowe and John Coltrane.
This, by the way, we're speaking about the 40th anniversary of the student open recital Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Meeting House of Salisbury Congregational Church. And is this, I know for some of the students and that are performing, they probably perform before people, but you obviously have students that this might be one of their first times performing in front of an audience?
Correct. Most students, perform in groups with their own teachers. And of course, this has been such a challenge with COVID. Some teachers have had to try to teach over Zoom. Others have managed face-to-face contact with their students. And so I'm just so impressed that we've been able to get this many applicants to perform after such a challenging year.
Now, how do you put this together? Who underwrites this performance?
The program is underwritten by the Special Music Fund of the Salisbury Congregational Church. And without their support over the many years, it would be very difficult to continue this. So anyone who is listening or just in also planning to attend, all contributions or donations to the Special Music Fund is welcomed.
How long does a concert like this run? It starts at 3 o'clock.
This will most probably run about an hour and 15 minutes with no intermission. And after the performance, certificates are awarded to each of the participants. And unfortunately, normally have a reception, but we will not be able to do that. So there will be individually packaged cupcakes for attendees to take as they leave the meeting house.
What's the registration process for this? When did these students decide that they wanted to register for this? Like I said, it seems like you have a lot this year.
I sent out letters in almost probably October to over 60 teachers in the tri-state area, local public schools, private schools, and private teachers that are teaching privately. And it's up to the teachers to select a person or group that will best represent their musicianship, their technique at that particular age, and who would benefit from being able to perform in public. And so these teachers then send the applicant's name in to me.
What I think is great about this, and that I've known it all along, is that this is not just Region 1. These are students from the entire area. It's not just limited to Region 1 students. So people who live in various parts of the tri-state region will get to hear really talented young musicians from all over the area, not just Region 1.
Correct.
How long have you been doing this, Joy?
I started this program in 1981, and this was an outgrowth of the Berkshire Hills Music and Dance Association. And it was all to really encourage young people in their studies and to keep them going, which is why, and also the opportunity, because most schools did not have, especially individual students, perform at any kind of school assembly. And when I was growing up in Chicago, this was often done within the school. There would be an all-school assembly where individuals, groups would be asked to perform in front of their peers. And so noticing that this was not available in our area, I decided to start the student recital with a lot of encouragement and support from many, many people over the years, the ones who have served on committees, the ones who've done all the background work. It's been really extraordinary.
So once again, it's the 40th anniversary, the student open recital. It's back again this year. It'll be held Sunday at 3 p.m., the meeting house of Salisbury Congregational Church. It's free and open to the public. And after it's over, instead of a reception, there'll be cupcakes individually packaged that you can take and enjoy it. It's absolutely free, but you can make a donation. It starts once again at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Joel, it's great to see this back again after a 1 year absence.
Thank you very much, Marshall. And I just would like to add one thing. We will be observing COVID protocols, so masks will be required and people will be seated socially distanced within the church. Please bring your children so that they can hear their peers.
Absolutely. Joe, thank you very much for joining us today, and good luck on Sunday. That's the day we wrap up a very busy week in our area with lots of winter events.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for inviting me, Marshall. And I think the weather gods are going to look very kindly on us on Sunday. Thank you.